Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Wausau East Gym and tonight's high school tournament basketball opener for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. They take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds from the Great Northern Conference, a team they beat earlier this month. You go back to February 4th up in Minocqua, and the Lumberjacks got the 64-53 victory over Lakeland. And a game that we'll talk about with Coach Dimka in just a moment, a game of runs. Lumberjacks were ahead, they were behind, they were ahead again, they were behind again, and then they put together a nice run at the end of the fourth quarter to put the game away and win by 11 points. Lumberjacks also coming off a big victory in their regular season finale as they steamrolled Wausau West last Friday night. The final in that one was 65-43, and the Lumberjacks left no doubt that they were going to run away early in that one. They went up 21-1 at the end of the first quarter, and they were up 36-12 at halftime and cruised to the victory over the Warriors. And a huge night for Dylan Hamlin. It was his best game of the season. He had 19 points, and he was good in almost all facets of the game against the Warriors. And they'll look to get him involved early again here tonight and see if the big guy can do some damage against this Lakeland front line. Bryce Taylor had 12 in the game against West. Bryce Widmark added 9. It was a balanced scoring attack. Jaden Rutkowski hit 9 as well. Lumberjacks shot over 50% in that victory over the Warriors. And they've been shooting pretty well lately, except from the free throw line. That's been a problem all year, and it's continuing here late in the season. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from Coach Paul Dimka. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A big bend right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We are Fox Sports.
We're here with East Tech coach Paul Dimka before the game with Lakeland tournament game. Well, let's go back to the last game, the regular season finale against Wausau West. You really probably couldn't play a better first half, first quarter especially in that one.
No, ideally you'd start every game like that, but that doesn't always work out that way. We came out, played very well. One of our main goals was to touch the post early and often inside, and I think we accomplished that. And that just, I think, just snowballed things from there, and we just kept rolling.
Yeah, you certainly did, and I don't know what got into Dylan Hamlin, but played his best game of the year. He was decisive. As soon as he got the ball in the post, instead of what we've seen in the past, maybe thinking a little too much, he went right to the basket.
Absolutely. We talked about before the game, we talked about touching the post, and then we also talked about post finishes, because you can touch the post, but that doesn't necessarily get you anything. So he did a nice job of finishing him and both Bryce Widmark early, and then they were kicking some passes out, and we were making the extra pass, and then we were able to knock down some threes. So we had, you know, both parts of our game, inside and outside, going very nicely.
Plus, you protected the basketball. I had you down for 9 turnovers, and any time you can have less than 10 in an entire game, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we've been kind of erratic with that this year, sometimes over 20. And we're, you know, it come to this time of year, tournament time, you got to look to have, you know, our goal all year was 12 or less a game, and, you know, and you might even crank that down a little bit come tournament time, because taking care of the ball is very important, and every possession, you know, could end up being the game as you go through the game.
That being said, you had a great shooting percentage from the field, but once again, you made 18 free throws but missed 12, and I guess at this point in the season, there's not a whole lot you can do about that, is it?
Nope. Hopefully we shoot well tonight. We've had probably 2 or 3 games where we've shot over 75%, and I just looked at the conference stats today. We were last in the conference shooting about 59, 60% from the line. Could be a bugaboo, could come back to haunt us. You know, we've been doing different things. We've been shooting them in practice, you know, trying the different aspects to get better at them, and hopefully we knock them down tonight.
The last game against Lakeland, you went up there. It was a game of runs, and you guys had the last one and put the game away in the fourth quarter. But they've got some guys who can score.
Oh, absolutely. They've got several guys that can play. The Bruckner kid inside, he hurts last game. He had about, I think, 16, 17 points. They got the Holcomb kid can knock down threes. You know, so it was, like you said, a game of runs. In fact, we were down, I believe, two or three going into the fourth quarter, and I think we outscored them by about 13. So I'm anticipating it's going to be a dogfight tonight. I've gone against Coach Fortier, you know, many times when he was at Rhinelander. So I'm anticipating he's going to have his kids ready to roll, and it should be an exciting game, and it should be at this time of the year.
I would imagine you'll try to follow the blueprint of the West game as far as the start, and hopefully you can steamroll them like that early again.
Absolutely. It'd be great to get off to another start like we have. You know, this time of the year, you get hot at the right time, and you never know what can happen. So I'm hoping that that's what we do tonight. We start a nice run here and get into March. Talking with the kids, said it would be nice to play in March, and that starts with a win tonight.
That's East Coach Paul Dimka back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer, you'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. The East Band is here playing the school song as we speak. Not a big crowd yet, a late arriving crowd. Hopefully they don't think the game starts at 7:30 like normal regular season games. This is a tournament game, starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The second game of our doubleheader tonight is a DC Everest regular season girls game. They're at Eau Claire North. Take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Lakeland, it'll be Levi Herrick, a 6'3 junior, Brad Holcomb, a 6'2 senior, Dennis Wildcat, a 6'1 senior, Tom Bruckner, a 6'1 senior, and Joey Jerkowiak, a 6'3 junior. For head coach Rich Fortier, assisted by Brian Mackey, Scott Timmerman, and Ed Johnson. For the Lumberjacks, it'll be Dylan Hamlin, a 6'11 junior, Bryce Taylor, 6'4 senior, Tanner Dimka, 6'1 senior, Jaden Rutkowski, a 5'10 junior, and Bryce Widmark, 6'4 senior. For head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, Steve Lassert, Joe Pockel, and Jared Morris. The other Division II first-round games tonight for the boys include Medford at Mosinee, New London playing at Antigo. Division I doesn't play tonight. All of their games are going to be on Friday night. Marshfield hosting Superior. D.C. Everest is at home against Eau Claire North. Wausau West at Hudson. Wisconsin Rapids at Oshkosh North. Oshkosh West playing at Stevens Point. We'll run down the D3, 4, and 5 in just a moment. We'll be back after this for the opening tip on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Talking to veterans about the real issues they're dealing with can be awkward and uncomfortable. We think to ourselves, I never served. How could I understand? They'll talk about it when they're ready. And then we wonder why they don't want to talk. But when their behavior changes, when they withdraw to themselves, increase substance use, or even talk about hurting themselves, it's time to act. Because if we don't, our families and relationships will suffer. Ask the hard questions. Listen to the veterans in your life and show you care. Make the call. It matters. When you recognize a veteran is in crisis, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Fox Sports!
Top kick back here at the East Gym as we get set for tonight's game. Boy, not a big crowd at all, especially for a tournament game. And the student section is really small. The cold weather holding down the crowd tonight. If you're staying home, staying where it's warm, and listening on the radio, welcome. We hope you have a good one tonight. Lumberjacks coming off that big win over Wausau West. Hopefully we'll put together another effort like that. They were very tough, especially early in that game. Put it away early. Don't think that's going to happen here tonight. We've got two pretty good, two well-balanced teams. Both teams coming in with 500 records. Lakeland is 11-11 coming in. East is 10-10. Common opponents. Lakeland did not have good luck. They lost to D.C. Everest, Merrill twice, Rhinelander, and Mosinee. They beat Wausau West. East is in red tonight with the black and white trim. Lakeland in white with the dark trim. And we're just about set to go here. Dylan Hamlin standing at the center circle. Dennis Wildcat, the 6'1 player, trying to jump center with Hamlin. Lumberjacks should win the tip, you would think, but they won't. Wildcats steal it. Dennis Wildcat got up there and stole the tip, and the Thunderbirds have the first possession. Brad Holcomb on the dribble. He's coming out in their zone that they played most of the season. They'll switch to man-to-man once in a while, but not very often. Down in the corner, now they kick it back outside. Brad Holcomb with it. He hurt East, as you heard Coach Himka talk about. Hit some threes in the first matchup between these two teams. Wildcat with it. Now they get it back to Holcomb. He's going to drive in. Pull up jump shot off the glass. No, and Bryce Taylor with the rebound. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Taylor into the front court. He's quickly doubled. Ball taken away. He got doubled and didn't get rid of the basketball near half court. Wildcat or Thunderbirds back the other way. Shot put up and in. Inside. Tom Bruckner got the hoop, and Lakeland has the early lead, 2-0. I don't know if that half-court trap surprised East or not, but Bryce Taylor got doubled and didn't get rid of the ball. Now Rutkowski gets into the front court to Dimka. He's doubled, gets rid of it to Widmark. Skip pass cross-court to Taylor. They pass it around the perimeter. Dimka down to Widmark on the baseline. He'll shoot it from there and hit. Bryce Widmark, little jumper on the right baseline, knocked it down. We're tied at 2. Lakeland back the other way. And now he's setting up the trap. Wildcats break it. They get it down inside, and Hamlin changed the shot. The shot was missed, but the rebound putback is up and in. Bruckner gets the putback basket, and Lakeland leads it 4-2. So the Thunderbirds going inside here in the early going. They kick it. Dimka down to Taylor. Right side three ball. That's going to be short, and Lakeland with the rebound. Thunderbirds the other way. Tom Bruckner with it. Now hands it off to Dennis Wildcat. They get it. Left wing to Joey Jurkovic inside. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-ball launch from there and buries it. Joey Jurkowicz knocks down the three. It's 7-2 Lakeland. They're hot in the early going. Taylor to Rutkowski. Now it's Dimka. Down low to Hamlin. Ball knocked away. Widmark comes away with it. Missed the layup, though, and Lakeland with the rebound. It's the first time they've tried to get the ball inside to Hamlin. He bobbled it away, and Widmark got it but missed the shot. Now Lakeland with it. Now ball knocked away, but Lakeland keeps it. They drive in, pass on the baseline, shot put up over Hamlin, up and in for Levi Herrick, and East wants a timeout as Lakeland has come out hot here, and they lead it early by 7, 9-2. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East Hoops is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. So completely opposite of the start from the other night when East went off big early, and they find themselves trailing by 7 here in the early going, 9-2. Lakeland getting the ball inside. East is not, at least so far. Rutkowski into the front court to Dimka, back to Rutkowski. Lakeland trying to set up a half-court trap. Taylor at the elbow, kicks it out to Rutkowski. Passed up to three, now kicks it to Dimka. Rutkowski back to Taylor. Down to Widmark on the baseline. He's doubled, skip pass over the top to Rutkowski. Now it's Dimka on to Hamlin in the baseline. Kicks it outside to Taylor. They skip it around. Rutkowski's going to shoot a three. He hit it. Boy, they needed that. Jaden Rutkowski, who's been shooting very well here the last few weeks, knocks down the three, and it's 9-5. Lakeland, good ball movement by the Lumberjacks. They kept passing it around until they got the open look. Lakeland with it. Now pass inside. Knocked away by Taylor. It's loose. Rutkowski comes away with it. He got bumped. They let him play on. First turnover of the game for the Thunderbirds. They skip the pass to Dimka. Now it's Taylor. Back to Dimka. He's open for three. Passed it up. Steps inside the line. Shoots a two on the baseline. That's no good. Widmark, the offensive board. Kicks it back outside. Taylor down to Dimka in the corner. Now it's Taylor again. Dimka gets it back. Looks inside to Hamlin. Down to Widmark underneath. He spins off the glass up and in. Bryce Widmark running the baseline. Dimka found him with the basketball. And it's 9-7. Lumberjacks get the first two hoops out of the timeout. They've pulled it within two. Lakeland wants to drive. Little scoop shot in the lane, up and in for Tom Bruckner. He's got 6 early points. He had a big game against East the first time these two teams played. Taylor gets it to Rutkowski. Back to Taylor. Inside to Hamlin. Turns, shoots with the right hand, up and in. That was the Dylan Hamlin we saw the other night. He came about midway in the lane, grabbed the shot, immediately turned, went up with the right hand, and knocked it down. 11-9, Thunderbirds. T-Birds with it. Dennis Wildcat, now the ball taken away by Bryce Taylor. He's going to run the floor, hang in the air, up off the glass, up and in. Thought about a dunk there, instead laid it off the glass, and we're tied at 11. Lumberjacks down 7 in the early going, but have come back to tie it here with 3:33 to play first quarter. Brad Holcomb penetrates, pass inside, shot put up, blocked by Taylor. Offensive rebound, though, put up and in by Levi Herrick. He rebounded his own miss and puts it up and in. Lakeland again by 2, 13-11. Taylor's going to penetrate, now kick it out to Rutkowski. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Taylor back to Rutkowski, wide open, knocks down and misses a little bit long. And the long rebound goes out of bounds, and it will be Lakeland basketball. You can just see Rich Fortier, the Lakeland coach's head drop when they made the extra pass and got it to Rutkowski for a wide open look from three. This time he couldn't get it to go. Substitution into the game for East. Trenton Pate and Eric Daniel. Daniel's missed some time the last couple of weeks. But he's in, gets the early call here tonight along with Trenton Pate. Taylor takes an early breather, as does Dimka. Lakeland with it. They have a two-point lead and the basketball. Substitution, Dan Donovan is in for the T-Birds. I don't remember seeing him play the first time these two teams played. They get it down right wing to Levi Herrick. Now back out on top, being very deliberate this time. Left wing, now back out on top again. Holcomb's going to launch a three. That's going to be short. The rebound kept alive by Widmark, and then he grabs it away. Good rebound right there by the Lumberjacks. They quickly get it ahead. Pate's going to shoot a three. That's long. The rebound kept alive by Hamlin. Goes up high off the glass, up and in. Dylan Hamlin with the offensive rebound. And we are tied again at 13. 2:08 to play, first quarter. Thunderbirds in the front court. Holcomb down right corner. Now they kick it back outside. Dan Donovan lost the handle on it. Nearly got knocked into the backcourt. Pate's all over him. Now they get a timeout called. Lakeland gets a timeout as Donovan was being harassed by Pate out near the half-court line. We'll keep it right here. East basketball is brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget still to come tonight, D.C. Everest girls basketball at Eau Claire North. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. Want to send out congratulations to the East girls basketball team. They got their first win of the year last night as they beat Tomahawk. The final in that one was 68-42. Wasn't close. Lumberjacks put together a really nice game last night. Big night for both Olivia Zipperer. She had 20 and Kaylee Sather had 16 in that game. Lakeland with it in the front court. Minute 46 to play in the quarter, tied at 13. Bullet pass inside. Good defense by Daniel Hamlin. Rejects the shot by Bruckner, but he gets his own rebound. Kicks it back outside. Now a drive in the paint. Ball knocked away, stolen by Pate. It's on the floor. Rutkowski comes away with it. Poked away from him, though. And now a shot blocked from behind by Rutkowski. And out of bounds, Lakeland will have it. So dueling turnovers there. Pate got the steal. Kept it alive. Rutkowski picked it up, tried to turn and go the other way, but it was knocked away from him, and Lakeland gets it back. They get the pass away, and now once again a blocked shot. Lacey knocks it out of bounds for the Lumberjacks. Lakeland will keep it. East has about 4 or 5 blocked shots here in the early going of this game. T-Birds will inbound it again, or try to, still looking. Now they finally get it in. Back into the corner. Here's a drive by Holcomb. Throws it up. No. Rebound kept alive by Daniel. And then Rutkowski runs it down. And he'll bring it ahead into the front court. Quickly. Out on top to Lacey. Lacey passes to Daniel. Left wing. Passes to the opposite corner to Rutkowski. Bullet pass inside. Lacey. And they're going to get a foul called on Lakeland before the shot. That's our first foul of the game. And we've got just about a minute left in the first quarter. Bruckner picks up the foul, a reach-in foul, and East will inbound it. They get it inbound to Lacey at the free throw line. Throws up a runner in the paint. Rolls off the rim. No good. Hamlin grabs the rebound. We get a jump ball call. And East will keep it on the possession arrow. 101 to play, first quarter, tied at 13. It's win or go home, playoff basketball here. East inbounds it out on top to Lacey again. Kicks it to the left wing to Daniel. Daniel, they're looking to post up Hamlin. Instead, kicks it out to Pate. Swings it, Rutkowski, down low to Lacey. He's triple-teamed, back outside to Rutkowski. Cross-court pass to Daniel, launches a three, back bracket, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Now looking and still looking, passes to Lacey in the paint, puts it off the glass, no, too hard, gets his own rebound, nobody's fouled, and we'll go to the line. Good work on the offensive glass by the Lumberjacks, and they are in free throws here. Jack Melms picks up the foul. That's his first. 38.4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. J.P. Lacey at the line for two here. First one's on the way, up and in. And the Lumberjacks have the lead, 14-13. Into the game for Lakeland is Tavian Rising Sun Dowd. He's a freshman. Six-footer. Into the game for East is Lewis Nass. So Rutkowski's out there with four reserves right now. Lacey knocks down the second free throw. 15-13, East by two. Lakeland will walk it ahead and see if they decide to play for one here. Holcomb just yo-yos the dribble out near center court, down to 27 seconds in the quarter. Still holding it. Now Pate inches out, trying to play the basketball. They get it away. Bruckner back to Holcomb. 13 seconds. Now they get it to Dowd, back to Holcomb. Holcomb gets a screen. Gets rid of it. Here's Bruckner launching a three, and he nails it. Tom Bruckner with a three. He got a screen. He knocks down the three, and the first quarter comes to an end. Lakeland, with that three ball, takes a one-point lead. It's 16-15 after one. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. Lakeland will have the basketball to be in the second quarter. And now the ball knocked away, stolen by Trent Pate. Pate stepped into the passing lane and gets the steal. Now he wants to penetrate, nearly lost the handle on it. Feeds Hamlin. Hamlin off the glass. Nice move on the baseline. He gets a layup. Dylan Hamlin's got 6 points on the night. East leads by one, 17-16. Lakeland will slow it down as Holcomb will walk it ahead. Now passes into the front court to Jack Melms. Here comes the double team. He gets rid of it to Holcomb. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back to Melms. They get it in the at the elbow, drive in, and once again it's Bruckner. Goes right to the hole, lays it up and in. That was way too easy for Bruckner. And Lakeland with a one-point lead, 18-17. East has some fouls to give here. They have not committed a foul yet. Taylor, so you can play a little good defense, tight defense if you want. Now Pate's going to penetrate, pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Back bracket, no good. Hamlin with the rebound, goes up with the left hand. Yes, up and in. Dylan Hamlin with the offensive board and the putback. And the Lumberjacks regain the lead by one, 19-18, and Hamlin has a shot at a three-point play. Herrick picks up the foul. Dylan Hamlin. It's been up and down at the free throw line like most of the Lumberjacks this season. This one rims out, no good. They were just 19 of 31, actually 18 of 31 in the game against West the other night from the free throw line. Here's Bruckner, gives it off to Holcomb. Back out on top, Holcomb gets it back. Passes over the top of Taylor to Jack Melms. Melms with it. Picks up his dribble now. Now they get it to Holcomb. Holcomb wants to operate, drives in. Baseline's cut off. He drops it off to the corner to Levi Herrick. Now he gets it back. They're trying to post up Bruckner. Widmark's fronting him. Hamlin's in back of him in the zone. Tavian Dowd, the freshman, launches a three from the corner. That misses the rebound, though. Put back. That's no good. Another offensive board put up. That's no good. Finally, Widmark pulls it away for the Lumberjacks. Two offensive rebounds for Lakeland, and they couldn't get one in. Now they loft it into Hamlin, puts it up, no good, and Lakeland with the rebound. Hamlin missed that one from point-blank range. Lakeland back the other way. Lumberjacks still lead by one, 19-18. Now the ball's taken away by Pate. Just took that one right away in the corner. Gets it ahead to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive, lay it off the glass, up and in. Bryce Taylor gets the hoop going coast to coast. Coach Rich Fortier wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:44 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 21-18. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym, 5:44 to play first half. East leading 21-18. The Lumberjacks have yet to commit a foul, and what that tells me at this point in the game is you're playing kind of passively on defense. And Lakeland has been able to get the ball inside and get to the hoop for a few easy baskets. I think you got to play a little bit more aggressively on the defensive end. They have forced four turnovers to only two for their own, but no fouls at this point in the game. I know they're playing zone, but wow. Bruckner with it. Dribbles into the paint, kicks it out. Tavian Dowd passes up a three. Here's a drive by Bruckner again. Now he kicks it to the corner. Three ball by Melms. That's no good. Offensive putback up and in and a foul. Nobody blocked out Levi Herrick. He got the hoop and a foul. And he'll go to the line and try to tie the game up for the Thunderbirds. That was just a horrible job of boxing out that time as Herrick just slid right in and got an easy putback on the miss by Melms and drew the foul. Free throw is no good. Once again, player slid in to get the rebound. Hamlin swats that out of bounds. But once again, Dennis Wildcat slid right in to get a rebound away on that missed free throw. East has to crank it up a notch here. Thunderbirds playing with a little bit more intensity here in the early going. Especially on the glass. T-Birds with it. Melms backs it out. Gives it off to Bruckner. Now Tavian Dowd passed up to three. Gets it back to Bruckner. 5:05 to play first half. East leading by one. 21-20. Bullet pass inside. Caught by Wildcat. Lays it up and in. There were two Lumberjacks there. Bullet pass inside both of them. Pate got a finger on that, but not enough to keep it away from Wildcat, who got the layup. Actually, Herrick, who got the layup and the hoop. 22-21, Lakeland by one. Widmark takes the pass on the baseline, reversed, missed it. And Lakeland with the rebound. Here come the Thunderbirds back the other way. High post, Bruckner. Back to Jack Melms. They've been able to exploit this zone, getting the ball inside. Now they got a man inside again. Pate commits the foul. And it will be Herrick going back to the line. Once again, the pass from out on top got it down to Herrick down low. He was either going to get a hoop or draw a foul, and he drew the foul on Trenton Pate. And will go to the line and shoot two here. I think the Lumberjacks might have to think about going to man-to-man for a little bit, as Lakeland has found some seams in this zone, and they're exploiting them right now. Back bracket, no good. Herrick misses the first free throw. Lacey's going to come into the game. Rutkowski's going to return for East. Hamlin will take a breather, and Pate comes out as well. So it's Widmark and Lacey underneath with Taylor, Dimka, and Rutkowski back on the floor. Second foul shot coming for Levi Herrick. That misses as well. This time Taylor gets the rebound. Ball knocked away now, out of bounds. East will keep it. So Lakeland has missed three free throws here in the second quarter. They do lead it by one, 22-21. East with the basketball. They bring it ahead. Rutkowski to Taylor. Taylor in the front court. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back to Rutkowski. Back to Taylor. Penetrates at the free throw line. Kicks it to Widmark, right wing. He's got defenders all over him. Bullet pass cross court to Dimka. Rutkowski back to Taylor. Open for three. Shoots and hits. Bryce Taylor with a three-pointer. He's got 7 points so far. Lumberjacks regain the lead, 24-22. Bruckner, high post with it. Dribbles, kicks it back outside to Jack Melms. Melms over the top to Dennis Wildcat. They pass it down in the corner. Now kick it back out, Melms. Wildcat will launch a three, and he drains it. Dennis Wildcat hits a three. And once again, a one-point advantage for the T-Birds, 25-24. Both teams shooting pretty well here so far tonight. Dimka looked inside for Lacey, wasn't there. Widmark to Rutkowski, passed up the three. Taylor will launch from the corner. A little bit long, no good. Lacey pulls down the rebound, goes in hard and draws the foul. Rich Fortier hopping around, thinking there was a block there. We have two of the more animated coaches in this game here tonight. You'll remember Rich Fortier from his years at Rhinelander. He can be as active on the sidelines as any coach in the state, I think. Lacey hits the first foul shot. He's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. And Paul Dimka can get pretty animated as well on the east sideline. Lacey will get a second foul shot here. It's on the way, and it's up and in. J.P. Lacey, 4 for 4 from the line. And the Lumberjacks regain the lead by one, 26-25. Holcomb's going to come back in for Lakeland. And Dan Donovan back in for the T-Birds as well. East will stay with the five they have out there. Lacey, Widmark, Rutkowski, Taylor, and Dimka. They're going to set up a half-court trap here. Lakeland throws it away. Widmark overplays and intercepts. Another turnover on the T-Birds. That's five. Widmark's going to launch a three. That's no good. And Taylor did a great job. Actually, it rolled in. It was going to roll off, and it rolled in. Taylor did a great job of avoiding touching the rim there as he was going up for the putback. Lakeland's going to attack the basket. Bruckner over the top. That's no good. Taylor with the rebound. Somehow Widmark's three ball rolled around and then went in, and Taylor, who was skying above the rim, avoided basket interference. Dimka gets the pass on the baseline and puts it up and in. And all of a sudden, the Lumberjacks have a little bit of room. 32-25, East by 7. Lakeland comes the double team. They get rid of it to Donovan. Pass inside. Bruckner goes in. He's fouled by Rutkowski. And Donovan will make that. Bruckner will go to the line and shoot two. Nice feed inside, and Bruckner will earn a couple of foul shots here. Rutkowski picks up the foul. That's his first. 2:28 to play here, first half. Lumberjacks by 6. They change that. It's 31-25. Bruckner hits the first foul shot. 31-26. It's a 5-point game. Hamlin checks back in for the Lumberjacks. Lacey will sit out. Second foul shot up and in for Bruckner. You got them both. 31-27. 4-point advantage for East. They have the ball. Rutkowski into the front court to Taylor. Back to Rutkowski out on top. Back to Taylor. Looking to swing it. Now they get it to Dimka, left wing. Dimka, skip pass cross court. Rutkowski passed up the open three. Takes a two instead and nails it. Jaden Rutkowski stepped inside the line, knocked down the jumper from the right side, and it's 33-27. 2 minutes to play here, first half. Holcomb to half court. That should have been an over and back right there. They got away with one right there. Tavian Dowd gives it off to Brad Holcomb. He made that pass. He leapt from the backcourt. He had never landed in the front court when he made the pass. That should have been an over and back. Lakeland will drive in. Shot partially blocked by Hamlin, but the long rebound comes to Tavian Dowd. He kicks it back outside. Now Bruckner with it. They get it to the corner. Double team there, and Dimka gets a foot on that kicked ball. Lakeland will keep it. East Playoff Hoops brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Tavian Rising Sun Dowd with the basketball gives it off to Joey Markovic, who's back in the game. Skips it to Holcomb, left wing. Post to Bruckner. Pass inside. Knocked away. Stolen by Rutkowski. Lakeland with their sixth turnover. Rutkowski passes ahead to Taylor. Taylor into the lane. Jump stop. Puts it up. Rolls off the rim. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Taylor. And Lakeland will have it. Bryce Taylor will continue to go to the basket regardless of what happens. He doesn't have a whole lot of success doing that. Gets knocked down a lot. Doesn't get a lot of calls when he goes in there. That time he went in. Nice drive. But laid it over the top. Here's a three-ball launch. That's no good. The rebound tapped out, though, right to Tavian Dowd. His pass inside is intercepted. And back the other way. Come the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski drives in. Kicks it to Taylor. Open three. Short. No good. Lakeland with the rebound. They want to hurry it ahead. Bruckner crossover dribble drives in, lays it up, missed the layup. Taylor with the rebound. Back the other way, back and forth basketball. Taylor kicks it, Rutkowski for three, that's short. The rebound kept alive, goes out of bounds, last touched by the Thunderbirds. East will have it. Rutkowski had an open look there, couldn't knock it down. 29 seconds remaining in the first half. Lumberjacks lead 33-27, and they have the basketball. Levi Herrick's going to check back in for Lakeland. Tanner Dimka is going to inbound it for East. All the way out on top to Rutkowski. Back to Dimka. Open for three. Shoots and hits. It rattled around, but it went in. And Rich Ford's here just stamping his feet. He is furious that his team cannot recover and get over and cover the open shooter. East has had wide open looks from three all night. 36-27. Holcomb gets it back. Right corner. Splitting the defense. Back out on top. Bruckner passed up a wide open three. Now he's going to drive in. Nice drive. Bruckner right down the lane. Lays it up and in at the buzzer. And the first half will come to an end. Lumberjacks leading here at halftime by 7. 36-29. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. We're at halftime of this tournament boys basketball game. Lumberjacks leading 36-29. Still to come tonight, DC Everest girls basketball regular season action at Eau Claire North. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we're done here. The winner of this game advances to a Friday night matchup at Merrill against the Blue Jays. Merrill the 2 seed. East is the 3, Lakeland the 6. The other games in this half of the bracket, Medford is playing at Mosinee tonight, with the winner of that game taking on the number 1 seed Rhinelander Hodags on Friday night in Rhinelander. We'll have the Wausau East girls regular season finale Thursday night. They take on the Spanish Panthers in Stevens Point. We'll have that game for you on Thursday. And then hopefully have a doubleheader of basketball action for you on Friday night. First game, no matter what, will be DC Everest. They take on Eau Claire North in a Division I regional game from the Everest Fieldhouse. And if East wins this game, they will play Merrill. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader on Friday night. We'll take a look at the scoring from the first half. First of all, for the T-Birds, Tom Bruckner with another big half of basketball. He had 15 points in the first half to lead the Thunderbirds. Bruckner had 17 points in the entire game when they played up in Minocqua earlier this month, but Bruckner with 15 here in the early going. Levi Herrick had 8. 3 points for Dennis Wildcat and 3 points for Joey Jurakovic. They both hit 3 balls, and that's it for the scoring for the T-Birds. They were 12 of 27 from the field, 2 of 5 from the line, and they turned the ball over 7 times. For the Lumberjacks, balanced scoring attack led by Dylan Hamlin. He had 8. 7 points for Bryce Taylor, 7 points for Bryce Widmark, 5 for Tanner Dimka, including a 3-pointer, 5 for Jaden Rutkowski, including a 3-pointer, and J.P. Lacey had 4, all of those coming at the free throw line. East was 14 of 28 from the field, 4 of 5 from the line, and I've got them for only 2 turnovers in this first half of basketball. If we take a look at some of the other action going on in tournament hoops tonight, in Division 3, Wittenberg Burnhamwood is playing on the road at O'Connell Falls, and Northland Pines is at Tomahawk. Division 4 games involving Central Wisconsin teams. Colby is at home against Shawamigan, and Athens gets a home game against Phillips. Also in Division 4, Edgar playing at Crandon tonight. Marathon is at home against Coleman. Wabino playing at Spencer. Stratford is at Cribbets tonight. Manoa playing at Amherst. And Rochelle Walk Lutheran. That's a haul for them. And Division 5 first-round games tonight include Bowler playing at Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. The Wolves get a home game for Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. That's a big accomplishment for them and that program. Tigerton playing at Gresham tonight. Marion is at Elko. Wausau Newman a home game against Lincoln Hills. Marshfield Columbus at home against Loyal. Pittsville playing at Almond Bancroft. Northland Lutheran traveling to Rapids Assumption tonight. And Granton is at Port Edwards. Still to come here tonight, it'll be DC Everest at home, actually on the road in girls' hoops at Eau Claire North. You can hear the cymbal player for the Lumberjack Band who has come over from the band area. What they do is, for some of their songs at halftime, they send the cowbell player over. When they do the song Lowrider by War, the cowbell player walks through the stands. This time it was the cymbal player walking through the stands. I am just a little bit stunned by this small crowd here tonight. I know it's cold outside, but tournament basketball usually brings them in pretty good. Not tonight. A sparse gathering at the East Gym. All right, East is back on the court already warming up. We await the return of Lakeland. We'll take one more break and get set for the second half. Lumberjacks leading 36-29. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been...